Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
You were looking at my list.
I wasn't looking at your list. Get out of here.
She was looking at my list.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, hey.
It's getting scandalous here on the podcast. Welcome back to episode 35.
We have a couple of shout outs to make first and foremost.
Do it.
So, you know, we started our Patreon last week, and we are so proud that we already collected $54 from two of our favorite people, our Patreons. My sister, Amber, and our good friend Nathan donated to the podcast. So we were able to buy a new microphone at the end of this month, and we could not be more thankful. And I know there's more people that are looking to donate. So if you'd like to donate, patreon.com/notsosoberthoughts, and you receive gifts as well, and it tells you all the details on there.
Yeah,
we're so excited. Thank you so much.
Get your own autograph nice autograph of Lady.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what we're gonna send you guys. I think that'd be cool. Send them a little photograph of Lady and sign it.
Lady is pretty cute. You want poster size?
In the
or wallet.
Yeah, which one you want? We go pick get some professional photos.
Just Lady.
That'd be cute. But maybe if we keep raising money, we can have cooler stuff to give you all. T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I really want to do t-shirts. That'd be fun.
And Megan already designed one. Mm-hmm. Like, the first week. Mm-hmm. So we're ready. We just need the people.
So, happy 9/11. Not really happy, but in remembrance of 9/11, shout out to all the people that, remember 9/11, mm-hmm. who are, you know, alive during 9/11, to remember exactly what you're doing on 9/11.
Yeah.
It's a really big day in the United States. It's a day that we all came together at a very tragic event here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. We were in fourth grade,
and I remember that day like it was yesterday. It's like one day that I feel like everyone remembers exactly what happened that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember what, like, watching the news, which now watching the news is so obsolete.
Oh, yeah.
Just to think back now, like, because it happened so early in the morning, too, and so many kids were leaving school. And, like, you were so young, you had no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what a terrorist was.
Yeah, I came home, and, like, everyone was freaking out. And then my sister and my brother were home before me, mm-hmm. watching TV, and they're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, why does it even matter? It's not happening to us. I'm such a brat. I know. I was in fourth grade, though.
And no, I didn't even know what the World Trade Centers were.
I didn't know either.
Or the Pentagon. Uh-uh. Or Pennsylvania. No, just kidding.
I didn't even know what the Pennsylvania.
I didn't even know Pennsylvania was part of the United States. Nah.
But there's a lot of good documentaries and stuff to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely a good day for watching TV, especially if it's rainy, which is not rainy. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like we should go outside, but I don't want to.
No, we're not even out of our pajamas, but we did leave the house, if that gives you any idea. And yeah, where did we go? We went to Dunkin' Donuts, Bojangles, and Taco Bell. We're just the two of us.
And Lady.
Lady got a donut.
Lady got a donut. I got me a cheddar biscuit. And Amanda got her a Crunchwrap.
But can we be real, though, that Lady ate majority of our food?
Yeah, it was disgusting. She ate half of my biscuit. She ate Amanda's bow rounds. And she had her own donut.
And we had large bow rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot. Like, at least 10 in that thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And if you never had Bojangles, you've never lived.
Yes. You guys need to come visit us if you're not in
Bojangles.
Bojangle area.
It's so good. Like, mm-hmm. it's just Southern fast food, but they have, like, the bow rounds. If you're getting breakfast, mm-hmm. it's, like, top hash browns you can get through that drive-thru.
They're, like, juicy and...
Juicy.
Not, like, I don't know how to describe it. I thought they were, like...
They have, like, a Cajun spice to them.
But they're not, like...
They're big.
They're not dry, like most of them are. It's like, it's like that grease juice.
It's like that grease juice.
They're good.
That cheddar biscuit, though.
Yeah, girl. So, what, we want to get into current events since we're talking about 9/11, because I've got some crazy news.
Yeah, do it.
So, there's this mattress store, I'm not sure where it was, but they decided to do, like, a 9/11 themed sale. and made a commercial for it. And they didn't realize it would be offensive. I guess they have family members that have passed away in it. I need to show you the video. This is what I was just watching before we started. I'm going to play the audio for you guys. It's called, what is this called?
We'll post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll post it. Okay. Here we go.
Is it playing? Is it going?
I think so. If not, I'm
buffering.
Might have to refresh.
Yeah.
Here. Refresh. Hold on, I'm gonna refresh the page. Do-do-do. Come on, internet. Okay.
And your internet's failing miserably, and you have dead air.
Okay. Ready?
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress
Wait
for
it. They, like, fall back into these mattresses like they're the Twin Towers. And the lady says, we'll never forget. Oh, isn't that insane?
Are they getting sued?
I'm sure they are. I cannot believe. Oh, it's in San Antonio, Texas that aired. Holy
the hell.
F.
I think sometimes we should have to censor some of the things that go on TV. Like, who let that go through? Who's like, oh, yeah, we can play this?
And there's three people appearing in the commercial, like, not ever thinking once in their mind this could be wrong. But I guess once one person has the idea and they start going with it, it just, you know.
I'm sure people hate them. I'm sure they can't even go outside their house right now.
Probably. If you see them in San Antonio, Texas, let them know, like,
that's not
okay.
A big no-no.
But they did have to release a big apology letter. They just said, to all those who have seen our 9/11 sale, we are very sorry we have offended you. Our intentions were not to hurt anyone at all. Our staff is full of military and some relatives have passed away due to 9/11. We are promoters of peace and love. And it goes on. But holy moly. Oh, it's called Miracle Mattress in Houston, Texas. So don't go there.
Shut them down.
Holy moly, I cannot believe that.
But it is crazy. It's been 15 years. Me and Amanda earlier were watching Where is the Love, the remake of the music video. It's not as good as the original, but just to think that that song came out 15 years ago, oh my god, I feel so old.
Me too. We're so old.
Ugh.
Okay, sorry.
What's your other current event?
I screenshotted something, but it's blurry. Oh. Apple iPhone 7 has been announced.
Yeah, I was watching it this morning.
That's just the current event I got right there.
It comes out September 16th.
Yeah, so pretty dang
soon.
With the
Apple 2 watch.
So I'm pretty upset because I got the Apple 1 watch, which I know, like, I got it as a gift. Which I know you're not supposed to buy first generation Apple stuff because you know it's just going to get better. But the Apple Watch 2, you can play Pokemon Go on it.
And that's a real selling point for a lot of people.
I love Pokemon Go, and that would be freaking awesome. And then you can also swim with this watch on.
Well, the phone's water resistant now, too, which it's about freaking time.
Really? And you can, because you can't use your Apple Watch without the Apple phone, like, within a certain distance. The new Apple Watch, you can go wherever without your phone.
Does it go off Wi-Fi, then?
I guess. I don't know how it works.
Or do you have to do, like, the iPad where you have to buy a plan?
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. And then you can still use... Oh, you can also, now with the new Apple Watch, you can tell Siri to call an Uber for you, which is really cool. Although, I just don't see why you couldn't just pull open the app.
I just want a new phone. My phone has no storage.
No.
It sucks. Because, okay, so this is what I think the marketing scheme is. This is how they get you to buy new phones every single time. First off, they don't last 2 years. No phone lasts 2 years. Not even Androids. But then they make these new programs every single time to the point where they have to take like 2 gigs worth of memory out of your phone to put up new programs because they're not already programmed into the stupid phone. Then on top of that, all your apps need more storage now. So it's just like at the end of the day, the 16 gig phone has nothing.
But then now, did you hear that the smallest gig phone they're making for 7 is 32.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah. I had my first one, I have forever, was an 8 gig. And shit fills up real quick. It's really like a 5 gig.
But my thing is, you have the cloud, and I try to put things up into the cloud, and it still clogs up everything.
Really? Uh-huh. I don't put anything in the cloud because I'm too nervous.
Oh, I pay to have extra storage on the cloud. I have 50 gigs up in the cloud somewhere. Yeah.
Damn.
Someone probably can hack into my stuff, but honestly, if you're trying to hack into my stuff, I'm going to forewarn you now. I got nothing up there.
No nudes?
No nudies.
So don't hack into ours.
You'll see all Amanda's nudes.
Oh, my nudes. Oh, God, I don't think... Why would somebody take nudes these days?
I don't know.
You're an idiot.
You're in trouble.
You're an idiot.
That's what I always told, because my ex-boyfriend would do stuff like that. He'd always be like, you should, and be like, no.
Mm-mm.
Because what if I do get somehow in the public eye and that comes out? Like, how embarrassing is that?
Mm-hmm.
I
would be, and then Lord, everyone's seeing your body. It's different if you want people to see it. I guess
you
if you had a good body.
You
know, no. All that Taco Bell ain't doing me justice.
Bell sponsor.
Please. One last current event here. Katy Perry came on the Ellen show because I think the God lady, sorry. Katy Perry came on the Ellen show and she surprised an Orlando survivor because like he was like, I just love Katy Perry. Her song Rise got me through everything. And or Survivor, sorry. She visited an Orlando survivor and like it was so emotional. Oh, it was so cute.
Oh, from the club? A club
yeah,
survivor?
Oh yeah, the Orlando, yeah, club shooting, sorry.
I was like, what happened in Orlando? But then I remembered.
Yeah. So, that was just, I don't know, that's going around town.
How precious.
But that's,
Ellen is the queen of making those moments.
She just, like, I would love her job.
I know.
She just gets
she failed
happy.
As a sitcom actress because she came up being gay. And then she trumped all of them, and it now has this successful TV show that she's had for years.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loves her. And you know who I also love that also has a really good talk show?
Who?
It's James Corden, or something like that.
Oh, Corden?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he has got Carpool Karaoke.
And he's funny.
He's funny, and he's got, like, this new segment on there where it's, like, you have to tell, like, he has a question for a guest, and then you have to answer it, and if not, then you have to eat something gross, and it's, like, these uncomfortable questions that you wouldn't want to answer. But he also plays along with them. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
That was good. It's funny.
But I think he's, like, one of the top late-night shows for sure.
Yeah. I don't even watch, to be honest. I don't think anybody these days watches late-night TV. They just watch YouTube
late-night. Yeah, because I don't... I mean, Jimmy Fallon's cool, but it's not something I would watch.
Mm-mm. Not, like, a full show. I'm like, I just want to see the highlights.
Yeah, the celebrities.
All right.
Speaking of celebrities.
Ooh.
Good segue.
Yeah.
So, today, me and Amanda are playing a little game. We want you guys to play along with us. So,
yeah. We
made little resumes just of probably three things that you would find on these people's resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell it to each other, as well as you guys. And you guys have to guess the celebrity, as well as each other.
And we got 10 each for each other, so this might be a little short pack podcast, but, you know, we girls' night last night. We a little hungover.
We always got excuses.
But, not next week, but the week after, we're going to have a guest.
We're going to have a guest.
So look forward to that. Sorry.
We'll put her lovely pictures on our Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Only the finest pictures.
We could have two guests if the other person wants to be on it, too.
True.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. We'll Periscope it.
And it's going to be our birthday podcast.
It's not going to be my birthday, girl.
I mean, my birthday.
I'll be turning 25 in December.
Ooh, you young.
I was young and youthful. I'm gonna be crying that day.
I'm gonna be turning 21. 24. not bad. Still young.
Still youthful.
I think you should go first. I'm feeling lucky today.
Okay. So the first person I have, this person has no skills, okay? She's a reality TV star, and she married an NBA player.
I don't know if I know any NBA players, but okay, if they're reality TV, they're probably on E.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Which one married Evan? Oh, Khloe.
Yeah.
Khloe. Yeah!
Khloe. Well, technically Kim did too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. All that could pertain to Kim.
I mean, she had a 70-day marriage, but who's really counting?
Oh,
you know?
For real. That's not even a real thing. Okay. Starred in a horror movie back in, I believe, the 80s.
Okay.
A popular one.
known for wearing eye makeup. It's a man, by the way. I'll give you that. And it's a major sex symbol.
Major sex symbol is in a horror movie and wears eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh.
The eye makeup gave it away.
Oh, yeah.
What horror movie was he in?
I can't think of it right now. Freddy Krueger.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the very first one. Mm. He's in it. He dies in it.
All right.
Spoiler.
Starred in a movie with a sinking ship. People called them fat in high school.
What?
And it's Oscar award winning.
What's the second one again?
People called them fat in high school.
Is this two people?
No, nope, it's just one person.
Is it Leo?
Nope.
I'm so confused by this one.
I know. I knew you would be.
Read them again. People are probably like, what the hell? How do you not know this already?
Starred in a movie of a sinking ship. People called them fat in high school, and they're Oscar award winning.
Just the first one and three make sense, but the second one is so throwing me off. Sinking ship. Is it Titanic that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who the fuck is it? Who else is in Titanic?
I don't know. Who else is in
Kate Winslet?
Yeah. People called her fat in high school and said that she would never star in a movie.
Really? I never knew that.
Yep.
And she's an Oscar winner, right?
Yep.
Damn, that was
hard. I think she has multiple Oscars.
Was she?
She's good. And I think that's why she got one for Titanic. And I think that's why so many people are like, why doesn't Leo have one?
Because
they always compare it to them. Since they had that huge grossing movie. You know, the Titanic.
The Titanic.
James. Was it? No. Who was it? Who's the...
We're having a really rough day.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
He's got some hella money. He did Avatar, too.
He's making, like, three more Avatars.
Really? Mm-hmm. I just saw Avatar.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was a mix between Ferngully and Pocahontas.
What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, though?
I mean, it wasn't the best movie, but it wasn't bad.
You don't think it should have been, like, the highest-grossing film of all time?
I think the reason why it was so high-grossing, because it was such a big production at that time. Yeah. It came out in 2009.
Wow.
Like, think back then, that kind of movie wasn't a big thing, and IMAX was so big then.
Yeah.
It was just the entertainment factor of the movie. The storyline wasn't that great. And I could not even tell you the name of the people in that movie. Besides Jake Sully. The name of the characters are so off the wall.
Oh, that's true. God, I haven't seen that movie, I don't think, since it came out.
It was a little confusing. The part that really I hated was that when he went into that stupid thing to be the Avatar,
mm-hmm.
When he got up, it was just walking around inside, like, the spacecraft or whatever, as with the normal people, that his Avatar was just somewhere dead somewhere.
That is weird.
I did not like that.
I know the next one, they're going to be underwater.
And he's going to be, like, an actual Avatar.
That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I really am just going to see those movies for, like, the actual production of it. You're right. Yeah. It's not the
story.
It's,
like, the artistic form of it.
It's just
I think it'll be better, though, because, you know, technology, the way that it's been. Mm-hmm. But it took 4 years to make that movie.
Yeah. They're going to take a long time to make these.
Well, that's like Finding Nemo, the first one. That one took forever.
Yeah.
But if you compare Finding Nemo to Finding Dory, the production of those movies is amazing.
Yeah.
Just the way the water and, like, the reefs and stuff. If you watch it, they're different.
It holds up. The first one still holds up to now. Like, I wouldn't even think that movie came out.
Yeah, because you're not looking that intensely, but you can definitely. They said that the octopus in Finding Dory was so intense to make.
Wow.
Because there's so many components that are moving.
Yeah.
And he can morph into so many things.
And you have to draw it all out, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, are you ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we said it was Kate Winslet, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Won a gold medal in the Olympics.
Okay.
Starred in own reality TV show. Married multiple times.
Caitlyn
Jenner. Yeah. There could have been, I was like, it could have been, what's his name? Michael Phelps or whatever. Wasn't there a swimmer that had their own reality TV show?
Yeah, I don't remember what his name is, though.
But I was like, she's not going to guess that.
No, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Won a Michael Jackson Achievement Award. dating a popular musician. Real name is Robin.
Rihanna. Mm-hmm. I knew that by the very first one. I'm so proud of myself. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Rihanna. Yeah.
Mine get better as they go, guys, so don't be disappointed. Okay. A successful model starred in super villain movie. Beauty icon.
A successful model starred in a villain. A super villain. And a success. Is it that one Australian girl that's really big right now? She was in Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Successful model. What was the last one?
Beauty icon.
Beauty icon.
For a specific trait, but I didn't want to be too obvious.
Is it the one girl that has that disorder with her skin?
Mm-mm. I don't even know who that is.
She's the African-American girl that has the same disorder as Michael Jackson supposedly had. She's in the Sprite commercials.
Yeah.
Successful model. Oh, Cara, what's her name?
Cara Delevingne? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got the movie.
Because I was like, super villain.
I didn't know she was in that movie.
Yeah, she's like one of the stars.
All right, this person has multiple personalities, known for a large body part, and was originally in a relationship for 12 years and just got out of it.
What's the second one?
Known for a large body part.
Large body part?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm reaching my armpits because I'm, like, allergic to my deodorant.
No big deal.
Large body part. I am, like, blanking on this one hardcore.
You don't know?
Is it, like, a butt?
Yeah.
Big butt?
Big old butt.
Kim?
Nope. Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Has multiple personalities and just got a 12-year relationship as of 2015.
Oh, that one, I should have known that one. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You should have, but you didn't.
Okay, I only put two for this one because I feel like it's super obvious.
Okay.
Numerous number one singles, serial dater.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That's all you need to know about her, guys.
All right, this one's 90s icon, made bitch as their trademark, and dated somebody in a popular band.
90s icon. What's the second one again?
Made bitch as their trademark.
Oh. Britney Spears?
Yep.
Pass. I was thinking of Paris Hilton for a second. Do you remember her song?
Oh my god,
yes. Even though the stars are blind.
And she was like on the beach rolling around.
I love that song. I don't know why.
She's garbage.
She is garbage. I follow her on Instagram and it's always the same goddamn thing.
Why?
How does she still get work?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Remember she had her own reality TV show, Finding Her Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after the Tila Tequila phase.
I love Tila Tequila. I don't know why that was such a big show at the time.
It was, but now the Illuminati's out to get her and she can't talk to anybody anymore.
Sorry, Tila. We hope you're doing well.
She has many videos talking about it.
Oh, man. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Starred in a very successful movie franchise. Great sense of humor. Known for falling on talk shows.
Chris Farley?
No.
Chris Pratt?
It's no. A woman.
For falling? Oh, J-Law.
Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Get it, girl.
Started their career on YouTube. Currently dating a 17-year-old.
What?
Has their own fragrance.
In the stars of started a career on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a musician. Girl or boy?
I can't tell you that.
I don't know.
If you like guess it right, then I can say yeah.
Okay. Wait, name him again. Maybe it'll come to me.
Started their career on YouTube. Currently dating a 17-year-old. Has their own fragrance.
They got a good life right there. Is it... I don't know. I'll throw a random... Selena Gomez?
Nope. The person that was dating Selena Gomez.
Oh,
Justin
Biebs?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. He started on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Damn. Well,
Justin Timberlake found him, and then Usher took him.
We need to start singing on YouTube.
Mm. I'm really good at singing.
You know me. Okay.
Just call me Celine Dion.
Oh, I learned.
Celine Dion is dead.
No, I learned a Celine Dion song on my keyboard yesterday, so I can drunk jam.
Yeah. You know, going back to the Avatar, since you know they're related by James Cameron. Yeah. I did notice at the end of that movie they have a Leona Lewis song, and it's extremely close to My Heart Will Go On.
Really?
Yeah, the way that they sing throughout the whole entire thing. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to make that song like a My Heart Will Go On, but just never, you know, stood up to that.
Damn.
Because that is, that song, every time you hear it, like, everyone just puts their arms out and mm-hmm. has someone hold them from the back. Never let go.
It's famous. Mm-hmm. I love that song so much, too. It's a great drunk jam.
It is. Good karaoke song. Because no one can hit those notes.
No. All right. Won 2 Oscars in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Had a peaking acting career in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Had a very public racist moment.
Mel Gibson.
Damn, you good. Mm-hmm. What gave it away? The racist thing?
Oh, yeah. He hates Jewish people.
Damn, I thought that one was going to be hard.
I mean, the only other thing that he had after that, like, the most recent thing that he had was Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Because anything after that, I can't even remember anything he's done.
He won 2 Oscars for Braveheart.
I know, weird. But the ironic, I remember because Passion of the Christ came out, and obviously Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah.
So it was really weird that he also came out with that racist stuff around the same time.
What happened with the, I don't remember his racist thing, though.
It was like, he got pulled over drinking and driving, mm-hmm. and then I think he was calling the cop a Jew or something like that, and he was throwing racist slurs.
And it was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he, like, also get exposed, like, calling his wife or some woman and, like, calling her some mean things?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was also, David Hasselhoff had that problem.
Yeah, he was drunk and, like, mm-hmm. eating a cheeseburger, I remember, or something. I don't know something why. Weird. Well, all right, let's do this!
Known for a giant gender movement, born on September 4th, and performed at a giant American sporting event.
Damn, this one's hard. Mm-mm. I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
A gender movement?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce?
Mm-mm.
Caitlyn? Those are the same people. We're just going to put that in there. Beyonce?
Yeah.
Really?
She's all about feminist movement.
Wait, what's the other clues you gave me? I totally...
Born on September 4th, and she performed at a giant American sporting event.
What was that?
The Super Bowl.
Oh. Shit, she was there twice. Oh my god. I'm such an idiot. Okay. Won 2 Oscars, one for acting in 98 and one for directing in 2013. Mm-hmm. Is now signed on to play a major superhero icon. Is in the midst of a possible divorce. I'll do good. Mm-hmm. I can tell by her face. I know you don't know superheroes, so that's why I was like...
No, I don't know superheroes. Ben Affleck?
Yeah! Is he getting divorced or not?
I think he is.
It's so weird because she still, like, goes out in the public.
I don't like him as Batman.
You didn't? Did you see it?
Yeah.
I gotta see it in, like, a... with his own movie, I think.
You know what? I just never understood, though. Batman just really messes me up. Why does he have to talk in that deep voice, but Superman could just walk around with his stupid glasses and no one knows who he is?
Because Superman exposed himself and Batman didn't.
No one's going to know by his voice.
I don't know. I do think it's kind of stupid. Especially with the Christopher Nolan one, mm-hmm. where what's-his-face had to do it. It was so bad. It was like, oh my god, just stop.
Oh, what's his name? Christian Bale?
He was like,
and you're like, oh my god. Because his was bad because he's British.
Mm-hmm. And oh, so I didn't realize he was.
Yeah, so it's harder for him to do it.
Yeah. Damn. That's weird.
Okay. All right. They consider themselves homeless because they live out of a suitcase, stars in a multi-million dollar movie series, and rocked a pixie cut in 2015.
Miley!
Nope.
No?
Pixie cut. Who's the Pixies?
Who's the Pixies?
I'm trying to think.
Who's the Pixie Squad?
My armpits are on fire right now. I don't know. Considers himself homeless? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Shailee Woodley?
Oh. She doesn't I should have known that.
She doesn't have an apartment or a house or anything. She just has a suitcase.
I think you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I should have got that one. That would be the coolest way to live.
You think so?
I wouldn't mind it if
she only has one pair of pants.
Really? I don't think I'd mind that. Although, like, what do you do when you're going to go clubbing?
I'm sure people give them stuff to wear.
And then she just gives it back.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy that all the stuff they wear on the runway and, like, all that stuff, they have to give it right back after?
Some of them keep it.
Really? I would. Okay, we got a dead dog on us.
Lady!
She's in the count move.
I'm so tired.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Married a co-star from a very popular late 90s TV show. Recently starred in a movie playing a reckless mother. Has one child.
She's in Bad Moms.
Maybe.
You have to say yes or no. I've been saying yes or no to you.
Yes.
What was the other two?
Married a co-star from a very popular late 90s TV show.
Has one child. Mila Kunis.
Yeah. Damn. I knew the Reckless Mother one would give it away.
I didn't know it was a 90s show.
It was like 98. Yeah, I should have said late 2000s or early 2000s, but I didn't want to
give it away. I do love that show.
It's a good one.
Considered a video vixen, ex-wife to a famous rapper, and hosts a new VH1 talk show.
God, I have no idea.
I know you wouldn't.
Lala?
Uh-uh.
It's someone from BET, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to think of her name. Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Has her own talk show now.
What does she talk about?
I have no idea. I think they were saying something about she was giving away sex toys or something on the last episode.
Oh, interesting. She's a big feminist too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like she's like, I'm a feminist, but doesn't really like, I don't know. There's the way.
She's the only person I know that can pull off a shaved head, though.
Oh, yeah. Nobody. I mean, my sister does a pretty good job, too, though. She rocks it.
Yeah. I don't know. That and Amber Rose, like, no one even knows what she really is. She looks white, but she's not white.
I cannot get over Lady right now.
My dog just died.
She has her paws.
She's trying to sleep like that.
She's laying on her back and has her paws straight up in the air, sleeping.
Did you die? Good morning.
Okay. So, let's see. Has been a multiple Oscar nominee. Major sex symbol, again. was involved in a very public relationship and divorce due to cheating.
What's the last two? The first two.
Okay, first two. Has been a multiple Oscar nominee and major sex symbol.
Known for cheating. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't just use Oscar for every single hint.
I'm telling you they're an actor, though. That is a clue.
Jude Law.
No.
Brad Pitt.
Yep. Okay, last one for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Originally a country star, cameoed in a movie that featured multiple A-list celebrities, and at one time dated someone with the same name.
Ooh. Originally a country star?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
And she dated Taylor Lautner.
Yep, and then she was cameoed in Valentine's Day.
She has legit dated so many celebrities.
Yeah.
She just broke up with that Tom Hiddleston guy.
Really?
Yeah. That was only 3 months.
I guess they saw her somewhere singing along to one of Calvin Harris' songs, and it was like a big deal.
Oh my god. I don't understand what everyone's obsession with her is.
Me neither. Jason, let us know.
Fill us in on what is so great about Taylor Swift, because I like her,
And but I'm not obsessed with her.
But what's wrong with her? That's what I want to know. What is wrong with her?
That all these guys are like, see ya.
Yeah.
Or she's like, see ya to them. Because it is kind of filling the conspiracy theory that she's like getting all these people to date her for songs.
You think maybe she's just not putting out like the other girls?
Maybe. You're not putting out, we gotta kick you to the curb.
Yeah, because I mean, they're celebrities. I'm sure guys that get, you know.
Although Calvin Harris seemed like such a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why.
Because honestly, how many people, what is he considered, a DJ?
Yeah.
How many popular freaking DJs are there in Hollywood? Mm-hmm. None.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, get your life together, Taylor.
Like, no one even knew what Calvin Harris's freaking face looked like until Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm. And I follow him on, like, Instagram. When you know
why
how
do
I, like,
you always follow the most random people? Do you, like, see people's names?
Yeah.
Like, I should follow them.
I guess. I don't know. But
how many people do you follow compared to how many followers you have?
Oh, way too many. It's all celebrities, too. And then she makes fun of me also for following celebrities on Snapchat. But that's what you're supposed to do.
I follow not all. No, I don't really follow, like, big celebrities. I follow YouTubers.
Yeah, I do. Because
I think they're more pro, like, they're used to, like, the vlogging lifestyle, mm-hmm. so their snaps are interesting because they're like our snaps.
Yeah.
Whereas celebrities are like, oh, I'm just out at blah, 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 and they're secretly promoting whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm.
I do hate watch, like, a bunch of people on Snapchat, though. Like, I hate watch Bella Thorne because she's the worst Snapchatter, and her and Kylie Jenner could tie for most obsessed with themselves. Like, it's like, let me take a picture of myself, and then it's, like, a different angle, and a different angle, and then it's, like, a video, just me going, like, turning my head. It's the most ridiculous
thing. Well,
that's
thing. Like, what's that one girl's name on Total Divas?
And Eva, and I follow her, too. Those three I hate watch the fuck out of. I don't know why I do it, I just do it.
Because Eva is a mess.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
Just getting groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Cool!
And then she's always like, thank you so much, you guys, for following me. And then, she's just ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It's just ridiculous. So no one wants to see that garbage. Get out of our faces.
Mm-mm.
And they would argue, if you don't want to see us, then don't follow us on the Snapchat.
Exactly. I must say, I still want to hate watch you.
But I still want it.
But I still want it. Okay, last one, ladies and gents. Has a famous younger brother. Has 3 children. Is Australian. I kept it very basic.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my fuck. Are you looking? Are
no.
you looking at my shoulder?
I'm
my
really
shoulder?
Good at this, gang.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, we had a really good smashing time.
And you know, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Email us if, you know, you don't like social media, I guess.
And don't forget to go follow our 2 Patreon people, Nathan and my sister. We'll link them in down below because they get to be in the credits because they donated to the podcast. And this podcast is going to get even better with another microphone.
Do you have anything that you're currently obsessed with? Like, maybe we should throw some favorites in here that people can, like, check out. No? Nothing that you're, like, listening to, watching, eating?
I'm currently watching Dance Moms on Hulu.
Oh, my God.
I hate watch that, too. I hate watch everything.
Well, on Netflix, if you have it. This show called Limitless.
Ooh, is it good?
It's good. Have you ever seen the movie Limitless?
Mm-hmm, I liked it.
With Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper helped write the series.
Oh, really?
There's only season 1 right now on Netflix, and it's really, really addicting.
Damn. Oh, also, you guys, well, this is going to be past it, but it's the 30th anniversary of The Labyrinth, and a lot of movie theaters are airing it. So if you guys like that movie, you can go watch it in theaters, because that's what I'm doing today for my birthday.
Yeah, okay, anyway, thanks for listening.
Megan is, like, giving me the eyes right now, like, shut up.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ladies, shut up.